This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. This year, the LGBT Angels will be back to protect queer youth at the annual Queer Formal in Melbourne, giving young people a safe environment to wear what they want to celebrate who they are. Made up of older members of our community, the LGBTI Angels will be dancing and welcoming an estimated 500 partygoers aged 21 and under. Chill-out spaces at the event will include a special space dedicated to young people of colour to ensure a relaxed and supportive environment for everyone. And Mark Latham has defended questioning a high school boy's sexuality on live television and once again called the teenager gay. Last month, a group of students from Sydney Boys High School released a video on feminism as part of International Women's Day, featuring students talking about why feminism would be important to them if they were women. In response, Latham derided the video and said he thought the first boy in the video was gay. Defending the comments recently, he said, "If you're asking me if, on my first viewing of the video where the young man pretended to be a woman, I thought he was gay, well, yes, who wouldn't think that?" And as men's AFL season kicks off, the league says it's ready to manage the issue of the first trans person applying to play football professionally in Australia. AFLW boss Simon Lethlean said a process is in place for when a trans woman nominates to play. The New South Wales and ACTAF AFL guidelines say clubs must facilitate the participation by trans people in Australian football with the gender with which they identify. The Regent Theatre in Dunedin has installed new signs in some of its unisex accessible bathrooms with a cute twist. The sign features four symbols: male, female, gender neutral, and people with disabilities, as well as a green alien. It reads, "Whatever, just please wash your hands." Marketing manager Hannah Malloy said the theatre put up the sign a week ago, and the reactions have been 97% positive. And the National Arboretum, Canberra, has opened a new 500 square metre AIDS Garden of Reflection. Part of a series of seven connected gardens, it serves as a permanent space for people to remember and pay tribute to loved ones who have lost their lives to AIDS. Ken Basham, who has been living with HIV since 1986, said the new garden is a reminder that HIV and AIDS still affect the community. And artist Gilbert Baker, who designed the iconic rainbow flag for gay rights in 1978, has died at age 65. Baker was a prominent figure in San Francisco as a gay rights activist and occasional drag queer who sewed his own costumes. The rainbow flag was readily adopted by the queer community during the gay liberation movement. Today, more than 26 million people have changed their Facebook picture to a rainbow flag to support LGBTI rights. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Two female football stars in Britain have caused a major brawl after one of the players flirted with a rival's girlfriend following the Pride in London parade. Arsenal's Gemma Rose lost her temper when her Millwall girlfriend Leah Jones flirted with teammate Frankie Strugnell, causing a fight to break out at a Soho pub. Friend of the group Jackie Wilson was accused of punching Crystal Palace player Anna Raines but was found not guilty of bodily harm, saying someone else threw the punch over her shoulder. The fourth annual Aussie Rules Pride Cup has been announced for May in Yarra Glen. Champions Yarra Glen will take on the Yay Tigers on the 7th at the Town's Recreation Reserve to showcase football and netball support for inclusion in sport in the Yarra Rangers League. Organiser Jason Ball says the Pride Cup impacts the game at a grassroots and national level by educating and promoting diversity in sport. And finally, Australia's top sports commentators have expressed their support for same-sex marriage following the AFL Women's League's Best and Fairest Night won by Erin Phillips. Phillips thanked and kissed wife Tracy Garn after winning the league's top honour, prompting the Herald Sun's Mark Robinson to write a column urging politicians to grow up and allow marriage equality. Robinson said the kiss was influential for its normality, and The Age's Melissa Singer said it shows the Women's League has done more for equality in one season than the men's game has in 120 years. Phillips also won league MVP, goal of the year and best on ground in her Adelaide Premiership side.
"Tracy, we've been through, you know, some amazing things. You know, when we were 4 months pregnant, I said, can we go to Adelaide and so I could play footy and risk my WNBA? I was waiting for, are you joking? And you said, absolutely, I know it's your passion and your dream. And there's every bit of this is all owed to you and I can't thank you enough. And I love you and thank you so much."
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.